Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today about the issue of dust. EPA is going after a tighter standard in this country. We'll tell you more in just a moment.
Oklahoma has a great history of achievements. Our state has produced champions in business, in literature, in medicine, and even in government. I'm David Whitlock, president of Oklahoma Baptist University, and I'm pleased to report that OBU has added to that list of champions this spring. Our student athletes won two national championships in the month of March. Our women's indoor track team earned their title March 6th, and our men's basketball team won the NAIA championship in Kansas City on March the 23rd. As we celebrate these accomplishments, we know that they are just two more chapters in Oklahoma's story of success. In our centennial year, OBU continues to produce champions who are ready to lead and to serve. You can learn more about our nationally recognized programs in both academics and athletics at okbu.edu. Oklahoma Baptist University, engaging lives for 100 years.
Sponsored by the Baptist Foundation of Oklahoma, OBU's partner in securing and investing endowment gifts that provide income for scholarships, faculty salaries, and day-to-day operations.
Tamara Thies, who's the chief environmental counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says that the EPA has established the foundation for unprecedented regulation of dust. According to EPA's second draft policy assessment for particulate matter, EPA may consider regulating coarse particulate matter at levels twice as stringent as the current standard. Thies says that the proposed level would make it virtually impossible for many critical U.S. industries, including agriculture, to comply with the standard, even with the use of best management practices that are available today to control dust. According to Ron Gaskell, who's with American Farm Bureau, he's their air quality specialist, says that these EPA proposals would mean real trouble for American agriculture, for farmers, and for ranchers.
The EPA is suggesting that in coarse dust, the agency could either keep the level the same, or it even has, because the science is unsubstantiated, could go down to a level half of what it is right now. It's suggesting that EPA has that much latitude.
Gaskell says that this would effectively make the dust standard twice as stringent as the current one, and it's impossible for farming and ranching operations to escape such a tough standard.
You've got mitigation measures that would have to be employed to keep the dust at low levels, and we don't exactly know what they are right now. More importantly, EPA hasn't at this point even indicated that there is a serious health hazard with the existing dust situation. So there, as far as we're concerned, there's no real science at this point to base any kind of a decision.
Gaskell and Thies both say this is all about EPA wanting to be cautious, and that if they get their way, that you could be fined for such things as driving down a dirt road or tilling the field. Ron Gaskell says, make no doubt about it, the impact of the tougher standard on agriculture could be devastating.
Well, certainly you can function, but you're going to function in a very, very different way than you have in the past. And anything that kicks up dust is going to be clearly a problem. So you've got to find mitigation measures. And like I say, we don't have a lot of those.
Ron Gaskell with American Farm Bureau, who watches EPA and some of the things that they work on a regular basis. In this case, clean air standards that, according to Gaskell, as well as Tamara Thies from NCBA, is something that could effectively bring economic growth and development to a halt in many parts of the country. This topic, by the way, will be brought up for discussion on the 26th of July during a meeting of EPA's Clean Air Scientific Advisory Committee as it considers whether to revise the current particulate matter standard or not. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Now's the time to be thinking about rotating some of your winter wheat acres into winter canola this fall. Research has proven that wheat yields and quality have suffered due to being grown continuously for decades in many fields. Producers Cooperative Oilmill reminds you that growing winter canola near wheat acres will result in more productive wheat results in future years. And winter canola can be a profitable rotational crop with your winter wheat. Contact Branding Winters at 405-232-7555 to find out more about growing and marketing your canola with PCOM.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.